Kia ora and welcome back to RDU's Burnt Breakfast, and I'm very excited to have with me in the studio right now, ahead of their show tonight at the Loons Littleton, I have Henry from Soaked Oats. Good morning, Henry.
Atamaria.
Thank you for getting out of bed early. It's much appreciated.
No worries, man.
You've been doing a lot of travel recently. You've just come back from Australia. How was that?
It was lovely, yeah. We saw a fair bit of the country. It was our biggest tour that we've done over there thus far.
Right, wow.
We had about 7 shows. Made it over to Western Australia, over to Perth, and so just came back from there a couple of days ago. It's really nice.
Because Perth is kind of like the far away city from everything else, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. But there's a pretty amazing music scene over there.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Yeah,
cool.
lots of great bands have come out of there over the last few years. And some really nice wee venues floating around as well.
And when they hear Soaked Oats is coming to town, what's that like now? Because I feel like you guys had a busy 2022.
Yeah. I mean, we finally got that record out, which had been a good couple of years in the making.
Yeah.
It kind of got the COVID brakes put on it for a little while there.
Mm.
It was a nice cathartic celebration.
Yeah, good. Was that kind of your first shows in a while? Like,
yeah, we did a few last year.
Right.
We haven't really done a bunch of headline shows, I think, since before the pandemic.
Like, wow.
Yeah, decent run. And it's quite nice, you know, you get into like a bit of a routine, or you build up some momentum or inertia, and yeah, the band starts to sort of know what it's doing without having to think about it.
Yeah, right. I was kind of curious about that. Like, is it almost, when you don't do it for so long, is it kind of one of those art forms you sort of forget and have to retrain yourself a little bit?
Definitely for me with guitar, yeah. There's some like muscle memory to it, and that definitely builds up over time. You don't want to have too much of that though, because I want to be present when I'm performing.
Of course,
and it's
of
like
course,
easy
yeah.
just to sort of mindlessly fumble your way through a performance.
Yeah, right,
without
right.
Without really being there, you know?
So tell me about Working Title. Like, how have you found it to perform?
It's been great. It's been really nice. We've brought Tom Healy on the road with us. He produced the record.
Oh, yeah, cool.
And he's kind of filling in lots of the gaps that, like, there might be a third guitar or a synth part or some slide work. Oscar and I would have to sort of figure out between the two of us, or and I'd be trying to play two parts at once. And
it
kind of just, it's freed us up quite a bit to sort of widen the sound a bit and have a bit of fun. He's great company too.
Because I'm curious, when you're recording a piece of work like that, are you thinking about how it translates to like a concert?
No,
interesting.
I think the stuff we're working on now, we're trying to write in a way that is the four of us performing the songs at one time, rather than doing heaps of overdubs.
Yeah,
so I suppose naturally that'll be easier to translate live.
Yes.
But I think for us, I don't know about other artists, but they're pretty separate worlds.
Interesting.
Performing ones.
That must be quite fun to then kind of find out, like, the formula to performing it well live.
Yeah. Oh, man, it can take a very long time, too. Can sometimes, you know.
Hey, well, it sounds like you've had plenty of shows to practice. For those who kind of haven't seen you guys live, how can you even describe that? How do you think you guys perform live?
How do we translate?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe you'd, well, anyone that comes to the show is better to than we are. I think we just do our thing, you know. Try to have a bit of fun together, and make it as human as possible.
Nice, lovely.
You know,
because I guess you've all known each other a while now.
We have. Max and Oscar actually went to preschool in Christchurch together.
Oh wow! Oh, yeah. So a very long time.
Yeah.
That must be so much easier with that familiarity with each other.
I think so, in some way. It definitely helps the little bits between shows, or when you're stressed in an airport or I don't know. We understand each other.
How do you wind down between shows? What's your like form of relaxation?
It's hard to say. I don't know if there's one thing. Those things that like we know we should do because it'll make us feel better. Like
get up
the next morning and do some exercise before you go and get on the plane.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, we never do that.
No.
We had 4 days off between a show in Wollongong and Adelaide. So we hired a camper and drove up into the outback and got a few days off together. That was really nice. That was we got on holiday. You've kind of got to, this is a tip from Tom actually, you've got to treat touring like you're just on holiday. Otherwise you'll just break yourself.
Yeah, right. I can believe that.
Yeah.
And Australia, I hate to give them credit for this, but there is a lot to see and do. It's quite a beautiful country as well.
It's just so big. It's just massive. I'm just a little simple-minded Kiwi. It's just so goddamn big.
Why is it so big? What's the point?
We were driving for hours, man, and just nothing changed. Nothing changed. Yeah, it's so different here. Anyway.
So what are the details for tonight's show? I guess is the most important question.
Doors are at 8 o'clock at the Loons Club. I think there's still a handful of tickets left, which you can get from Under the Radar. The wonderful Apawa 45s are joining us tonight.
Cool.
I think they'll be on about 8:30 or so. Maybe we'll be on 9:30, 10. Yeah.
Well, Henry, thank you so much for joining me. And it's so nice to be able to say to a member of the band in person, like, congratulations for everything.
Thank you,
Lane. I mean, it's a brilliant album, and I can't speak for the whole Student Radio Network, but I'm going to anyway. I think we've all thoroughly enjoyed playing it. So congratulations, and I'm so glad Australia was good, and I can't wait to see where you go to next. Do you have a foreign destination planned yet? Another one?
The next place? No, we actually don't have another overseas tour booked. Okay. We'll see. There's a few things in the works, but we'll see.
Yeah, well, you already mentioned you're working on new music, so that's exciting.
It is.
Hey, but thank you so much for joining me this morning. It's much appreciated.
Thanks, Liam.